Pnimius in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos, Daf Chavav. The Gemara on Amud Beis gets into a real discussion about what was the source of Tefillah. The Tefillah and the construct we have it now is three Tefillos, Shachos, Mincha, and Marav, and how did that come to be? So the Gemara points out that it's a Machlokas, right? Marav said the following. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina offers, he says that Tfilos Avos Tiknu, that the Tfilos were instituted by the Avos, or paralleling the way that the Avos did it, and the Gemara will then go on and continue to say, you know, how each of the Avos, we have a Lashon of Tfilah, and there, you know, and it matches up to the time of day, right, by asking Avram Bavoker, right, Amak Masher Amad Sham, and Amad is Lashon Tfilah, and Yitzchak, right, we have him going, Lasuach Basadeh, and Yaakov is going, right, Vayifka b'makom, Vayilan Sham, and that was at nighttime. So we have all the Avos davening. And then the Gemara offers the other opinion, says Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Amar, Tfilos connected to Midim Tukna. That Tfilos are connected to Korban Tomid, and the Gemara goes into, okay, so the Zmanim of each Korban Tomid, and then at the end, the leftover time that we had to, you know, burn everything up for the rest of the night, right, we had to burn up the Evarim, so that weren't, mitafkel during the day, you know, in the afternoon. That's what we have to, that's when Marv is. Okay, and the Gemara goes into that. So the Gemara offered these two different approaches, that it's either Keneged Avos Tiknum or Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. So this comment is a big comment in a lot of the Sefer Machshava, the Sefer Sidus. And particularly to try to glean from it, you know, why would it matter that tefillah is stemming from two different places. So in a very beautiful piece in the Igra de Pirka, in Os Kufnun Tes, and the B'nai Yisusker in his Igra de Pirka is reading a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Zevach Rishon Toev Es Hashem U'tfilas Yisharim Ritzonim. That the Zevach of a Rasha, that the Korban of a Rasha is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillah of the righteous people are Ritzono, is Hashem's Ritzon. And he points out, he says, what kind of pasuk in Mishlei is this, right? This Mishlei written by Shlomo Melech. He says, it's not a davar and it's opposite. Like, you don't just say two random things. You know, if you're speaking about something, you speak about something that are either aligned, or if you're contrasting, you contrast something from its opposite, right? Maharal is a yisod, that we often contrast things from their opposites because the best way to understand something is mehafecho, is from what it's not, right? It could tie into, right? Negative theology is it's a way to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. To understand what Hashem isn't helps you understand what Hashem is, right? That Hashem, right? That, you know, we say, right? Ein erech lecha, right? Ein kamocha. Lashonos like this, that there's nothing like you means anything I can fathom is not you. So whenever you want to teach something, right? You want to explain to someone what something is. You say what it's not. You see, dark is an absence of light, right? And that you use terminologies in explaining things. So he says, what kind of, you know, comparison is this? Zevach Rishon Toev Es Hashem corresponds with Tfilas Yisharim Ritzono. So obviously you can already see a little bit based off our Gemara. And he says, Vanirli al Pipshuto, he says, I think it's a poshut answer what's going on here. He says, Dinei Tfilah hi b'makom ha-karbanos, kineged tmidim tiknum. We know that Tfilah nowadays is kineged the korban. And so now he says the following, Vihinei. And he points out that you might think that what? That what's the most important thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If tefillos are just keneged karbanos, then obviously karbanos is ideal. And obviously, karbanos is a higher madriga. So he wants to point out that might be true, but what? Shlomo was pointing out that the zevach rishayim, that when a rush is doing the korban, right? Even though he's doing it b'maisa, and he, you know, you might assume he had real kavanah in those moments, and he's trying to do something b'polo, that's toev es Hashem. That's not what Hashem wants. Right? So for sure, Kol Shekhen Hashem doesn't want the Rasha's tefillah. But for us, right, we, tefillah Yisharim Ritzono. That meaning, even though our tefillah is not a korban, even though our tefillah is not an actual giving of a korban, it's only keneged the korban, that's still Ritzono. So the way you read it is, Zevach Rishon Toev Es Hashem. The korban itself, if it's from a Rasha, it's going to be disgraced to Hashem, it doesn't matter. But the tefillah of Yisharim Ritzono, that the tefillah from the righteous people, that if we're righteous and we're davening to Hashem for the right reasons and we're davening appropriately and correctly, that's Ratzon Hashem. Even though we might look at this Gemara and say, oh, it's b'di'eved, And it's b'di'eved, because really it's just connected to korban tamei. We don't have a bais hamikdash, and it's true, and we're supposed to feel that lacking and feel the korban and daven for the gula and daven for the bais hamikdash. But ultimately, we shouldn't use that to insult tefillah. We shouldn't use that to degrade the concept of tefillah and to lower the concept of tefillah. Tefillah is an important thing, and tefillah is so important that that it's Hashem's ratzon, even though it's not, you know, a korban. And obviously, when a korban comes, you know, lasa lavon, we're able to once again bring korban to Hashem. It's going to be amazing. And maybe we can tie that in to maybe that's the nature of the machlokas here in the Gemara. Because there's an important lesson to be learned out from, you know, the tefillah stemming from the korban tamid. It's a, right, it's what we said here, that if tefillahs are really connected to korban, then it you know, it helps you think and lack of the lacking of the geula. It makes you realize, you know, part of this, the concept that I need to daven to Hashem like this, that I can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's not a korban being brought on my behalf. And, you know, I'm dealing with this on a personal level, and it's my own achrayus and my own words and my own kavana, and I can't just, you know, put it in the das of the Kohen and put it in the das of the whole, you know, avoda and the mikdash. Yeah, that might seem a little bit d'yeved. But on the other hand, we never want you to think you're truly d'yeved. So the Gemara points out that also it's connected to avos, that the avos were metaking all these things. The avos had the ability to bring karbanos, right? They all did bring karbanos, and you know it wasn't yet forbidden to bring a bama at that time. Not until this mikdash was built, avos predated that. So the avos who also instituted tefillah are kind of the chizuk on the other side of the equation. Meaning we need both. When we look at tefillah, we need to see it both as it's connected to midin and it's connected to korban tamid, and in that way it's, you know, it's obviously very powerful when it's done from a tzaddik, and it's still considered ratzon Hashem, but in the end of the day, it might feel lacking because it's just connected to korban tamid. Or you could say no, it was connected to avos tiknun, that it was that the avos instituted this, and they instituted this, the dori doros, and they instituted it in a lichat chilo way, and our davening can be considered lichat chilo.